Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hello, hello, hello. Testing? Does that sound good?
Oh, you sound great. You sound great. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast, coming to you on a, I don't know what day or time it is where you are, but here it's Tuesday morning. We've been talking
a
about
lovely
our
Tuesday morning.
Our child care woes, our production, our summer woes, our technology woes. We've gotten it all out of the way.
Ooh. Do you ever feel like at 9 a.m. you do feel like this
that I've lived a whole entire day?
Yes,
I do. Yeah.
Sometimes I think back to when my younger years, when I would just be waking up from a long slumber at this time.
Oh, long winter's night.
And now I'm like, it's only 9. I feel like I've already fought so many battles.
Yeah.
So I have a bit of an update for you. I know everyone's on pins and needles waiting to see if I got a cleaning lady.
I saw Ingrid this past weekend at the pool, and she was like, "Have you heard the latest on the cleaning lady?" And I was like, I have not.
The drama sweeping through Asheville.
But don't tell me, because I'm sure Karen is going to want to update me on the podcast. So do tell. Pray tell.
So the one lady who I thought we had, this was like several weeks ago now, literally was like, that's a no, thanks. I'm not going to be your cleaning lady.
Yeah.
So my last lead died.
Because why? Because like she just
full.
Didn't have availability?
They're full. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a nanny. Like it's hard to find someone
Absolutely.
Who's available, or like finding like a primary care doctor. Not many people are taking new patients.
Is this, this is how it is in Asheville.
I guess.
Is it like this everywhere?
I don't know. Let us know if you have issues finding a cleaning lady. Anyway, so I literally started reaching out to everyone. I got on Facebook. I went on the Facebook.
Was there like a cleaning lady's Facebook page?
No, but here's what I did, which this will not shock you. I went on the Asheville nanny page, which I also use frequently. And of course, there was a post a couple days before of, "Hey, I need a cleaning lady. Anyone know of one?" And there was all these comments.
Recommendations, yeah.
So I reached out to all of them because why not? Anyway, so then I heard back from a friend's cleaning lady, who said, we're interested. We'll come by and look at the house to get an estimate. Mm-hmm. So I do that. They come by, they look around the house, they leave, they text me the estimate. And you know, they're like, you know, of course for the first time cleaning, it's going to be a little bit more.
Right.
And they were going to offer a deep cleaning. I mean, Katie, you've seen my house. What do you think this price would be for the first a little bit more deep clean?
I don't know, but I've seen your house, and I don't know that I don't think it needs a deep clean.
Well, just for fun.
I don't know. $400.
$600, my friend.
That is crazy
town. $600.
And it's not like, by the way, you don't live in a mansion.
I don't,
this isn't,
actually.
This
I don't
isn't
at
a
all,
mansion.
Yes.
It's like an average size
rancher house in Asheville.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I text Gregory, and he's like, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. What do they think is going on here? And anyway, so it turned into this whole thing. And then I text back, and I'm like, I mean, I'm sorry. We just can't afford that. You know, thank you.
Yeah.
And then it turned into like this negotiation. Well, maybe we could come down and do it for this much. And maybe we could drop the monthly price to this much. And then I'm like, what is going on? I am like in this awkward negotiation with these cleaning ladies. Meanwhile, I've already interviewed several or talked to several other cleaning ladies from the Facebook page. Anyway, it just has turned into this whole, I can't even tell you how much time I've spent trying to find an appropriately priced cleaning lady. $600, though. Can we talk about that for a minute? I mean, even if they were there for 10 hours, that would be $60 an hour.
I know. So this is...
That seems really high.
Right.
To me.
Yes, it is very high. It's kind of like, it's and like because, highway robbery. Sorry. $600 for like a deep cleaning of like a ranch house. Like, give me a break.
And P.S., we were paying our old cleaning lady like $100.
Yeah.
Which I understand now is a great deal. So anyway, so long story short, I just felt weird about the negotiations and the highly priced people. So we are ending up going with another one who I really just liked her. She's a bit more expensive for the monthly, but I really just felt like I got a good vibe from her. I feel like she's going to do a good job.
You hired someone?
I have hired a cleaning lady. I don't know when she starts yet. She's looking at her calendar, but everyone can sleep easy tonight knowing that the end of my dirty, filthy... I mean, it's so bad that the kids are like, Mom, do you think you should clean the bathroom? Do you think that
you should sweep the floors? Henry.
There's some fruit flies in here. Like, you know, it's just getting almost comical at this point of even our children are recognizing that we are living in a pretty disgusting house at this point.
DSS. The end of this story for me is that basically we need to quit our jobs and form a cleaning lady business.
Yeah, but I don't want to clean. Obviously, I know. We're gonna own my own house.
Well, I mean, would you do it for $600 though? $600 in a day.
I don't want to clean my own house. I don't want to clean someone else's house.
I mean, I will clean anybody's house anytime for $600.
Come on over, Katie. I'll give you $500.
No, I mean, that's awkward. That's awkward. I'll be like, Greg, I'm going to need you to like pick up your dirty socks a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should start a cleaning business. Mm-hmm. We can hire out people too. We can have people who work under us.
Okay. All right.
You know, I don't know.
Boss, this is our 2-week notice.
Yeah. We're becoming
Anchor Moms cleaning ladies.
We'll have to come up with a catchy, like Anchor Moms a podcast, like, I don't know, K-Squared cleaning service. And it's all with a K. The cleaning is with a K as well.
Oh, catchy, Katie. Look at this. Just coming up with this on the fly.
Done.
All right.
Done.
All right.
Done.
Here we go.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, so this first article is from The Guardian. Do you guys know Bear Grylls? Am I saying his last name
Bear
right?
Bear Grylls.
Bill Grylls. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You know him?
I do know him. You don't know him?
No, I do. I couldn't remember how to say it.
I think you say Grylls. Yeah.
I think it is Grylls. I think you're right. This guy, he has like a couple of reality shows that
I've seen before. I feel like he's had so many over the years.
So this writer is saying that... she's not really in the habit of recommending parenting hacks, but one I've always liked is presenting commands as choices, much like Bear Grylls does on this TV show, You vs. Wild. So her son likes to watch this show, and it's where you pick the different things Bear could do. It's like an interactive series where you pilot Bear through survival situations. And she said... it's been interesting because, of course, Bear is like, should I scale this tree or eat this snake? Those are, you know, the things that are presented in this TV show. But she has spun it to her son as like, do you want carrots or do you want peas? And it has worked successfully for her.
If she frames it the way that Bear does. And, Bear, you know, Bear has an accent, and I'm not going to...
Is it a British accent?
Australian? And he's just very... he's very, like, you know.
Intense.
This tiger could very well kill me. Should I duck down
or run
behind the tree?
Or carrots?
But he's just very intense and, you know, it's very dramatic.
Yeah.
And I think what her point is that two things I got out of this. If you connect choices and decisions and basically just life conversations around something that your child really loves, it will instantly go better.
Right.
Right. And also, if you create some flair and fun and make it kind of interesting, then of course they're going to be more inclined to go ahead with it and choose something and eat those carrots or whatever it is. The point, she said that, you know, Bear gives you pros and cons to, like, okay, we could do this, and right. this is what could happen, or we could do this. But then he lets you pick. And I think in the show, you can actually, like, use the remote
yeah,
to
I
choose
think so.
Which choice. Like, yeah. should he drink his own urine oh. or try to drink the creek water? Or,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then whichever one you pick goes to a certain
right.
ending, the next scene. Anyway, so I thought it was interesting. There was a line in here that I thought was funny. Believing you can withstand a bear attack when you're five feels cool. Mm-hmm. To do so when you routinely get dizzy if you stand up too quick is near euphoric.
Yeah.
And she's saying, you know, I think older men enjoy this show because they're older and they can't do these things anymore, but they're pretending like they can. But for kids, it's the other end of the spectrum, but also really cool. We are huge survival show people.
Yeah.
We love this kind of stuff. And, yeah, I think she's onto something because if you – like I said, use a show or a character or somebody that your kid likes, everything's, you know, better.
I also think kids have very little autonomy. They're not able to make a ton of choices for themselves. So I think, like, going just a little bit deeper here, in a lot of situations, if you give your kid a choice
mm-hmm.
between two things, obviously, that you would be okay mm-hmm. with, it makes them feel like they have a little bit of control over their own life. We do this every morning with River's clothing choices.
Right.
Because she is a fashionista and is very specific about what she won't or will wear. So we just put out, I give her two options in the morning, mm-hmm. and she is able to choose from one of them. And it seems to work, I'd say 85% of the time. So
we'll take it.
Mom's the word.
So I have a mom's. This is, which I very infrequently, since I am not a good cook, share anything to do with the kitchen. But
okay.
this is a quinoa salad that is my absolute favorite dish in the summer.
Okay.
I make it basically weekly, and we just eat on it all week. It's, I think, fairly healthy. I've served it several times recently and to friends, and they seem to enjoy it, or else are being very kind and
okay.
say that it's good.
Okay.
So, you know, who knows? But it's pretty simple. It's quinoa, a red onion, cucumber, feta cheese, and basil, and
Yum.
You just mix it all up. And then there's like a dressing that you make with olive oil, apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, salt, pepper, Italian seasoning. Mix that up, mix it all together, stick it in the fridge, and you can serve it. It's a side, but you can, it's, I think, a healthy, it's kind of like a cross, obviously, between a legit salad and,
right.
and another
right.
side. But anyway, I have it on hand all summer because I feel like it's just that easy, healthier choice to snack
I
on.
I love quinoa. Yeah.
And our kids will eat it a little bit. They're a little scared of it, but they'll try it, you know. And it's just kind of a staple in our house over the summer. And it's pretty easy and quick to do. So
I'm all about that. It sounds delicious. All right. We'll link the recipe in our notes.
Yes. Yes.
Second article here today comes from Fox 17, WZTV, and the title of the article is
Childcare costs in Tennessee outpace college tuition.
Yeah. Wild, right? Although when you start to think about it, it's really not that surprising. So infant costs in Tennessee, $10,000 to $11,000 a year. In-state college tuition, $9,000. Both expensive, right? But the point of this, the article points to the fact that, like, okay, so when you're paying for college tuition, or trying to pay for college tuition, there's lots of things you can do. You can save for it. You can take out loans. There's scholarships available. There's all sorts of ways to cut some corners there. Also, it's like, you know, college and
everybody talks about it. Everybody knows it's coming in 18 years.
Right. But it's yes. also just, it's like, you know, for a lot of folks, although not everybody, college is a big important milestone
right.
in your life. Not only does it prepare you for your future career, but it's, you know, it's a big, like, growing up milestone. Daycare, I would argue a little less. So anyway, it talks about how they've done some studies and childcare issues have actually forced people to quit their jobs, change jobs, or turn jobs down. It's not surprising. Women, moms are mostly impacted by this. And then they talk about there are programs available, like childcare is sometimes like subsidized, you know, by your county, your state, your city, depending on your economic situation, but only if there is availability. Like, there has to be spots available. And a lot of it comes down to the workforce. Childcare workers are paid less than 98% of other professions, and the average is $13.71 an hour. Mm. So you can imagine why there are fewer spots, because there are fewer people signing up
to work
mm-hmm. at these daycares and preschools. So even when you could get some financial help, there are frequently not spots available because mm-hmm. there aren't people to work.
Right.
The whole thing is incredibly
frustrating.
Yeah, that's like putting it mildly, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing I thought was interesting too, I mean, to see written down what I think I've kind of known, but I mean, for college tuition to be less than infant childcare yeah. is just shocking. You know, we are fortunate that we have relatives who pitch into our kids' 529. But, you know, that's something, that's an account you have set up to pay for college because it's such a high expense. But guess what? There's no 529s for daycare. Yeah. And that's out of the gate as soon right. as you have the kid.
Right.
It's just unbelievable that it's more expensive and yet there's just not anything in place to help pay for these things for the childcare costs right away. And as you mentioned, there's not time to save.
Right.
You know, you don't have a decade or so to be preparing for college, thinking about it, putting money away, starting a 529, yeah. all of these things. It's just right away. And it is such a huge expense.
Yeah.
And I'll just say personally, I love my job and I want to work, but it does come down to, and I've talked to so many moms, especially here in Asheville, who say, oh, I'd love to have kept working, but I couldn't get a spot yeah. at a daycare, or it was so expensive that I was only making, you know, not very much when you looked at the breakdown, so it just wasn't worth it. And it's just sad to me that we can't figure it out and figure out how to bring those costs down a little bit and make it easier for moms who want to be able to work when their kids are young.
Right. So this report has 3 recommendations on ways to help with childcare access, which I appreciate these recommendations, but I've been hearing them for a very long mm-hmm. time. The first one is federal, state, and local governments should invest more in childcare. Maximize remaining Pandemic Recovery Act dollars to fund needed childcare services and capacity. You know, childcare is a part of the critical infrastructure of this nation.
Right.
So the second one is public and private leaders should work together to improve the infrastructure for home-based childcare.
Mm-hmm.
So begin by lowering some of those barriers for like those in-home daycares, like mm-hmm. make it easier for folks to have daycares in their home. And then this last one is to help young parents. Congress should expand the federal child care access means parents in school programs. So those are for like, you know, like students who become parents, make it easier for them to
right.
access child care. So I don't think anybody, well, I'm sure somebody would argue with it, in fact, but I would not argue with any of those recommendations. We'll
just
see if they have it.
Just shocking to see those numbers.
It's insane.
To realize.
$13 an hour, guys. $13.71 an hour for those childcare workers. Yeah.
Oof.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, our last article today, coming right off that one.
Yeah.
The headline is, yes, being a working mom is good for your kids. Here is why. This is from Fortune Well. And this one did make me feel just a little bit better mm-hmm, about mm-hmm. life.
I think that's the point of it.
We've all got the mom guilt going on. So this mom talks about how she had to take a trip for work. She, of course, felt guilty for going on the trip, leaving her daughter. And then when she got there, she felt guilty for leaving early because she had to get back mm-hmm. to get her daughter. So, you know, it's like you can never win. She talks about the struggle of feeling like she's never doing either job well. But she said that research shows that, quote, daughters of working moms are more educated and more likely to be employed at higher levels and earn more money. So I think the point is just to say that there is research and data to show that if we work and show our daughters that and have that lifestyle, that there is hope and some data that shows that our daughters will do better in life, right?
Yeah, I feel like I thought this was kind of interesting because I thought it was funny to me that I felt like they were like equating success with like
making more money.
More money, mm-hmm. Employed at higher levels, more education. I don't know that all of those equal, like, your kid is going to be happier than, say, somebody who is right. working at a lesser level or making less money. Like, I just think that's, like, in some ways, I think, like, you know, that money doesn't buy you happiness. So sure. just, like, be careful. You're killing yourself working so that your kid can have, you know, the study says X, Y, Z in the future, and your kid has all that kind of stuff, and, like, here He's you unhappy. Are mm-hmm. still doing all of the things. I would argue that, like, even you and I who have good educations and good jobs and make, you know, by a lot of people's standards, make pretty good money. We're not, like, it's not always, like, puppies and rainbows. We talk about right. all the time, like, man, staying at home with our kids, like, it sounds nice. It feels like it would take mm-hmm. a lot of the pressure off. So right. anyway, that was, like, what I was – that was my, like, I just don't want yeah. people listening at home to think that, like – well, gosh, that's what we should strive for because mm-hmm. I don't think that that equates happiness. I also – as we just are coming off the heels of like the lack of childcare. So now it's like, oh, like you want your daughters to be, make a lot of money and be like employed at this, like, you know, mm-hmm. extreme level mm-hmm. and have this like great college education. But also now you're like, well, crap, I can't even find childcare to work. Yeah. I don't know. This kind of stuff is like, it's just hard for me. Like you just have to find the right balance for you and what sure. works for you in this moment and in this life. But of course, I do love the idea of like as a working mom, I'm like, oh, if this is going to like help River mm-hmm. achieve some of her goals, I love that. You
for
know?
Me, yeah. And, you know, I don't know. It's not really talked about too much in this article, but I care less about the, as you're talking about, like what job they're getting, how much yeah. money they'll make. Yeah. But I do feel like there's something to be said for them watching you follow your dreams and put in some hard work and those types of things. Sure. But again, I could also argue that, well, they could also grow up and say, if you would have been around more when I was growing up and not working yeah. as much, I'd be a
That's
happier
what I'm
person.
Saying. It's like it really so, can go both ways. And it depends mm-hmm. on your family situation, your kids, mm-hmm. the job that you are working, and honestly, what your kid values as mm-hmm. they grow up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what River. She's 5. I have no idea right. what she's going to value when she's 15, yeah. 20, 40.
I mean, who knows? Our girls could grow up and say, we watched our moms yeah. work and struggle, and we don't want anything to do with and it. We just want to stay at home and raise our kids.
And I would not judge them for a mm-hmm. second. I would not judge them for
it
a second.
It was interesting. This article said 40% of moms leave the workforce after becoming
yeah,
a mom.
I believe it. And I feel like that number is increasing.
I honestly thought it might be even higher. But anyway, just, you know, again, you can kind of read whichever direction you want.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I think she says in this article, look, do you.
She
but
does.
I think it's just, you know, if you're looking for someone to say it's okay to be working, it will benefit your children, here it is.
And she does say she believes that every mom should have the right and resources to decide what is best for her, when in reality mm-hmm. the cost of living, not to mention childcare in the U.S., often makes that decision for us. So let's advocate right. for people being able to make that decision for themselves.
Instead of as being opposed- forced into a corner.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right.
Win of the week.
Do you have a win?
I do. Okay. Y'all, I am not an amusement park person. I'm just not.
If
you've, like, met me, you just know, like, that's just not my – it's like
jam.
I can't find any mm-hmm. food to eat at amusement parks. Like, it's – I don't know.
You're not really a – hot dog
right.
stand.
Like, I don't
type
eat.
Of girl.
Yeah. yeah. So you're reminding me. My story is we went to Dollywood with some friends on Saturday. River has never been. And I had been to Dollywood is about 2 hours from us here in Asheville, and people love it.
Let me just pause.
You
for
love
a
Dollywood.
Second. I'm obsessed with
Dollywood.
I know
you are.
In fact,
yeah.
if I ever leave this job and don't become a cleaning lady, I will become a spokesperson for Dollywood.
Okay. I love Dollywood.
I love
Dolly Parton.
Sorry. Continue.
So anyway, it was 100 degrees, no lie, on Saturday. We went to Dollywood with some friends who invited us who are like big, they're like you, big Dollywood fans.
Mm-hmm.
My house was a mess because, of course, my sister and brother-in-law and their kids just left my house. Like, we hadn't mowed our lawn in 2 weeks. I wrote about this on social media. Like, I hadn't been grocery shopping in 2 weeks. But I was like, you know what? We're just going to get up at the crack of dawn and we're going to like make this drive to Dollywood. And we had so much fun, and I'm so glad that we did it. But it was like one of those, like, River like went to bed at 10 o'clock and then like woke up on Sunday morning, like still talking about Dollywood.
It's so great.
She just like, she just loved it. She did eat a hot dog for the first time, by the way.
Did she?
Like, because her friends got hot dogs, and River was like, I'll take a hot dog too. And I was like, okay. And she ate it.
Wow. Now tell me, did you ride any roller coasters?
I rode one roller coaster. We went with some friends who have two kids, and you can do this like share thing where you can get in line. And like, so they watched River, and then we watched their two kids while they went. The newest one, it's like the big bear
or something. Yeah. Was it good?
It was very good. It upset my stomach. I know. Listen, I'm so old and sad and like, hashtag like, I'm 40, you guys. But I'm glad I did it. And we did a foam party. We ate hot dogs. We like did a bubble show. Highly recommend just putting the chores aside. Like, it doesn't have to be Dollywood, but put the chores aside. And it's summer. Like, do something fun with your kids because you'll never regret it. Yeah.
Yes. Good advice. And if you are in the Southeast, though, Dollywood is amazing.
But also, Karen may or may not be getting paid for the sponsorship right now.
We should see if Dollywood sponsor us. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Listen, it is the cleanest amusement park I've ever been to.
It was fun.
It's very clean. It's very well laid out. They have everything in mind. I think they have nursing stations for moms.
I think a lot of the amusement – I only know because I went to – we went to Disney in the last summer.
Yeah, I've never done Disney, so I don't know how to
compare. They had some nursing stations. My sister was nursing at the time.
Anyway.
So, yes.
I love it.
Go
so Dollywood for the hot dog.
I know.
Well done, girl.
Should I be happy celebrating or just like
– hot dogs are great.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Have a great week. Eat a hot dog. Go to an amusement park.
Bye,
guys. Don't do the chores.
Yeah, don't do the chores.
Thanks for listening.